Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 723 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, thank you, and here's today's question from Taj.
Hi, Pat. My name is Taj, and my company is called Books, Beats, and Beyond. I have a Twitter account, a Facebook account, and an Instagram account. However, I have not published my Facebook account, and I'm not active on the other two as of yet, because right now I'm pursuing my MBA, which absorbs all my free time. I want to start sharing pictures, news articles, and other content to start my following, but I'm not sure if it's too premature without a link to a website or some type of landing page as to collect email addresses, and to update my followers on my progress and future offerings. So my question is it a good idea to start posting content on my social media pages without a website or landing page? Thanks, Pat, and I really appreciate you answering this question. And also, thanks for providing so much value. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Hey, Taj, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. I appreciate it. And keep going on your MBA. Hope it's all going well for you. And keep up the great work. To answer your question, is it premature to start posting on social media, building a following there before you have a website or even a landing page or a way to build an email list? No, you can totally start building your following now. If that's the only way you're able to start making connections and, you know, building a following and fan base, by all means, go and do it. You can easily, once you start to build that following on social media, once you have a website or have a landing page, you can just simply link and have all your existing fans or followers come and share their email. Not everybody's going to do it, but some people will. And so if the only thing that you are able to do right now is to post on social media and start to build your following, and actually I would get on there too just to start building relationships more than anything. I mean, man, it's gonna make your life much easier once you have that website. You can even probably gain some insight from your followers on and just the conversations that are already existing without you even having to enter those conversations. You can use Twitter as a search engine, as a research tool. So you can make your website or landing page or product in the way that it should be based on conversations that are already happening. So yeah, please go out there and do it. But I will say that you don't just want to post links and stuff that other people have said. You want to come up with your own stuff and start to ask questions and engage with people, enter these conversations that are already happening, add value if you can. And it can just be in 140 characters or less. And that's why I feel Twitter is the best place to start, especially if you're so busy and you don't have much time. Twitter, because it's so short and easy to consume and easy for you to add messages and add value in short snippets here and there, it's a great place to start building your following. And like I said, once you have your website up or your business, or even before that, you can start surveying your audience on social media to see what they think about certain things that may relate to this business idea that you might have. So whatever it is you're doing in your MBA, I think it will benefit from you starting to get on social media now and being a part of those conversations and most importantly, like I said earlier, starting to build those relationships. Follow those people who you want to connect with, who may be in a niche that you're really interested in, and you can start listening to those conversations, replying to their comments, and having a conversation with them too, so that they'll reply to yours down the road. And then, like I said, that will be very useful for you to drive traffic to any kind of page that you have and set up in the future for yourself. So, it's going to take a while, I will say. It's not going to be overnight where you're going to get 100 or 200 or even 50 fans. It's going to take some time. But the more you put yourself out there and interact and start providing value, the more it is likely that people are going to start to notice and actually start to follow you. So, yeah, have at it. Get started now. It's the only thing I wish I did earlier was get started earlier, too. So, good luck, Taj. Thank you so much, and keep us posted on how everything is going. I want to thank you so much by offering you an Ask Pat t-shirt. So you'll hear from my assistant in the next month or two, and we'll collect your information so we can send that to you for free. And again, best of luck to you. For all the people out there who are listening who you'd like your question potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. All right, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day. And this quote is from Dr. Wayne Dyer. He says, "You cannot be lonely if you like the person you're alone with." It all starts from within. Love yourself, guys. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.